This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
How many lips does a horse have?
How many lips?
That's correct.
Lips does a horse have?
That's right.
How many lips? Is that what you said?
Yeah, lips.
That's right, lips.
All right, wait. This could be a joke here.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
And it is a good morning, Tim. My Boston Bruins won the first game of their playoff series, second round last night.
And
we had a good share-a-thon.
I was going to say, our successful record-breaking share-a-thon, you as vice president of the ministry, of it as an afterthought, I guess is what you're saying here.
Well, it wasn't really an afterthought. It wasn't really an afterthought, but I thought after I said that other thing that I ought to say something about share-a-thon.
Over here. Good morning, JJ.
Good morning.
JJ, what do you think before you make that comment? You're probably a joke, I would guess.
No, I was going to say about the amount of money.
Which is not a joke. What do you think about our brother worshiping an altar of sport?
Oh, my goodness. Now, wait a second.
Pot, meat, kettle. That's what Ed wants to say, pot, meat, kettle.
Hey,
tell us about our share-a-thon.
I do want to say we are so grateful for God's goodness, your generosity. We finished day three of our spring share-a-thon, Standing in the Gap, $2,700,392.
Amen.
Amazing. Incredible.
Record.
It's a record in share-a-thon history. And just in case you're out of town or away from the radio, we understand that. People switch from different stations. You think, oh, no, I wanted to help, but it's too late. It's not too late. You can go to AFR.net. AFR.net. That's still active if you want to make a gift to share-a-thon.
All right. Here's what we're going to do today, as we do each and every Friday. It's called Trivia Friday or
Learning University. Yes.
Let's go again, Ed. Or
Learning University.
I did spring it on you different than I normally do.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to ask trivia questions and ask you to call in and answer them. Answer one of them, at least, and ask us a trivia question. That's what we do here on Fridays. And there's one particular question. If answered correctly by you, you will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring, and all the world will know you won yourself a Trivia Friday / Learning University t-shirt, which I don't have one in here today. Working on that. So if you're watching our show on Facebook or YouTube, because we're live video streaming today's issues, just type in today's issues on Facebook or YouTube, and you can join us here in the studio via the three cameras we have. We're kind of like the NSA. Here or the CIA or one of those three-letter FBIs.
Those weaponized agencies of the Obama administration.
Of the Leviathan state.
Yeah, exactly. So we're watching you. I guess in this case you're watching us. So another ground rule we have here is if you've called and gotten on the air with us in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks rather, please do not call because we want to give many new people an opportunity to be on the air with us as possible. So if it's a four-week waiting period, a full 4 weeks between calls to get on the air with us here to play trivia. Is that all, gentlemen? Is that all before we get started here?
I think that's right.
Okay, I wanted to make mention that Johnny's mother had three children. The first child they named April. The second child they named May. What was the name of the third child?
Yeah, I don't even know this, Ed.
Johnny's mother had three children. The first child they named April. Second child they named May. What was the name of the third child? Why are you thinking June? It's Johnny. Johnny's mother.
Johnny's mother. Johnny's mother.
This is going to be a rough day in class if you're not paying attention. Mother.
Ed,
all right.
Away.
Here are my three questions.
Did I give the phone number?
No, we did not.
Okay, here's the phone number to call and be on the air with us. 888 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. That's the number you call to get on the air with us to ask and answer.
It was hard not to give the Share-a-thon number just then.
Yes, I know.
You're right.
All right, here are my three questions. What NBA great for the Boston Celtics had the nickname Hondo? What NBA great for the Boston Celtics had the nickname Hondo? I say this because he just passed away. Second question, finish this line from the advertisement. The best part of waking up is blank. Finish this line from the advertisement. The best part of waking up is blank.
I know that.
And people are saying it in their heads right now. Third question, why did Ray Bradbury name his dystopian novel Fahrenheit 451? Why did Ray Bradbury name his dystopian novel Fahrenheit 451? Famous novel. I think it's been made into a film a couple of times.
JJ?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Whose wife was turned into a pillar of salt after she looked back at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah? Whose wife was turned into a pillar of salt after she looked back at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah?
That must have been bad for her health.
All that sodium. So? Yeah, I don't know how you recover from that, honestly. You know what I'm saying?
Second question. Name the four U.S. presidents whose first and last names begin with the same letter. For instance, if there was a president Ben Barton or Adam Andrews, there were four presidents whose first name and last name were the same letter.
Huh.
That's what I want to know.
Kind of like J.J. Jasper.
I want to wait until I'm the only Democrat that hasn't announced.
J.J.'s old. He's old enough
to
run.
I'm old enough to run for president.
Yes, he is.
He's past 35.
So here's my third question, true or false? The average person swallows 8 spiders a year in their sleep. Is that true?
No.
Or false? The average person swallows 8 spiders
that's
a
true.
Year.
That's true. I don't want to know about it.
In their sleep.
I usually get it all done at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't spread it out.
No.
Just one day.
I can't.
One night.
I don't need nothing.
Here's the deal. I've been wondering why my breath is bad in the morning. If that's true, I ain't saying whether it's true or false. But if it's true, that explains a lot. Morning breath.
So what's the question again now?
Average person swallows 8 spiders a year in their sleep. True or false?
Uh-huh.
I'm with Tim. I could be just as happy as you'd be today
knowing that. Huh? We don't need to know that. We got enough to worry about.
That's right. My wife's going to say, why are you sleeping that way?
Right.
I'm keeping the spiders out.
Why are you sleeping with a mask over your face? All right, here are my three questions. Number one, which U.S. president, JJ just asked a historical presidential question, which U.S. president served the shortest time in office?
Oh, good question.
Number two, this question requires two answers, but they're related. What is the most populated U.S. state? And what is the most? What is the least populated state?
Which state has the most people? Which state has the least amount of people?
Bingo. Number three, and I want both answers, both of those states correctly. If you only give me one, that's not a complete answer. Number three, which best-selling toy of 1983 caused hysteria, resulting in riots breaking out in stores?
I remember that. They were taking rocks, throwing them through the window to get pet rocks, which is a lot of irony going on there.
Yeah, it wasn't pet rocks.
They're taking
free-range
rocks. They're throwing there to get those domesticated pet rocks.
Which best-selling toy of 1983 caused hysteria, resulting in riots breaking out in stores? All right, let's get started, Ed. Where do we go first?
We're going to go, let's see, get my computer thing working here. All right, Louisiana, James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Hey, James, before we get to whether you're going to ask or answer, I think it's worth noting, guys, a tornado touchdown in Ruston, Louisiana yesterday. And sadly, a woman, a 35-year-old woman, and her son, who is a freshman in high school, a tree landed on their home, and they were killed.
Oh, my God.
Everybody knows Louisiana Tech University. Their soccer and softball fields completely destroyed, and the baseball field severely damaged. But it was an EF3, which the minimum speed is 136 miles an hour.
Wow.
So, James, I don't know if you're near Ruston, but we're praying for your state and Ruston and Texas over there where that nasty weather came through yesterday in the middle of the night.
James, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, James, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
I'm going to answer the true and false question.
Here's the question, James. The average person swallows 8 spiders a year in their sleep. Is that true?
That's true.
It is 100% false. But let me explain why James is on to something. I'll try to make this quick. This popped up on my true or false list, and it popped up as true. And that's how I was going to introduce it, and the answer was going to be true. And I'm like Tim. I just said, that's just hard to believe.
Yeah.
So I did some research. They said it's an urban legend. They cited several articles that perpetuated that myth. And that it said it's absolutely not true. But it showed up on a true or false thing saying it was, but it's not true.
Yeah, you have to be careful on some of these true-false lists because sometimes they absorb those kind of urban legends and they just kind of pass it on.
Yeah. I'm a former bricklayer this time of year. Graduates have the mortar board. Our daughter Sadie graduating tonight. Congratulations to the class of 2019. I thought it would be fun to make up a true or false question, and so I started scribbling down. The mortar board was designed from bricklayer's mortar board. You know, I thought, ha-ha, that's funny. I thought, you know, I just better research. And that's where they came from. And I thought I was just making up something funny. But, yeah, James, people believe it's true and a great guess, but it's false. Yeah,
thank goodness.
And here's another one.
It's only people, 7. It's not 8.
Yes.
No, it's not true.
On some true-false lists, it'll say that it's true that Italians are dumb, but that's just an urban legend. Actually, Italians are very, very, very smart.
Right. Smart, James, and handsome.
And you prove it every Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, James, what's your question for us?
Okay. Which North American war forced the Cajuns to come to Louisiana?
What was the question?
Which North American war forced the Cajuns to come to Louisiana?
We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, James. The Cajuns.
The Arcadian. You got the Arcadian connection there.
From Canada.
So maybe the French and Indian
They came
War,
down
maybe?
They, in 1812, I want to say. They came down from Canada and settled in the Acadian and settled in Louisiana.
Right.
And
I'm not sure about the war, but it was the Acadia, French connection there.
I don't know how they got there, but I don't know which war it was. But.
All right. Well, I'm just going to say the French and Indian War because
Isn't that the War of 1812?
No, War of 1812 would be against the British. Okay. French and Indian War, colonists. But I'm just a guess.
French and Indian. I'm going with
the. All right, we have two guesses: War of 1812 and the French and Indian War. James.
The French and Indian War.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. So when was that?
That was 1760s or something, I think.
Prior to the War of Independence?
I think it was in the 1760s. It was prior to the War of Independence, I'm not sure.
I'm going to try to make this quick. Once I was reading about that whole Acadian and the French connection with Louisiana and the very distinct accent that they have, and everybody's heard Cajuns talk, you're like, man, you pick out that accent in a crowd. And then I kept on reading this article, and they said that when the people settled and this and that, the nuns came from New York in the Bronx area, and there was a strong Catholic community. They sent nuns from there, and actually a lot of that accent is
from the nuns
from New York.
New York,
it's a New York accent with a little bit of French thrown in. And I thought that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks, James. Appreciate it, brother. That's James calling from Louisiana. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here's the phone number to call in and be on the show, 888 589-8840. Again, please only call if you've have not been on the program in the last 4 weeks.
So if you're in Louisiana and you ask somebody if they want some red beans and rice, and they say, forget about it, you'll know that whole connection now.
Right, exactly. Back to the phone, Dad.
All right, we go to Georgia, and Bill is on the line. Bill, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning to you guys.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right. Which question you want to take a shot at?
I want to take a shot at Fahrenheit 451.
All right. Why did Ray Bradbury name his dystopian novel Fahrenheit 451?
Well, in the movie, they burned books. It was a book-burning type thing. The temperature that paper burns at is the name of the movie.
Yes, it is the temperature.
Wow. Wow. Way to go, Bill.
Catches fire and burns, Fahrenheit 451.
Was he a famous novelist from the 50s and 60s?
Yes, Ray Bradbury.
Yes, he was. He was.
Okay.
Wrote a lot of science fiction.
He was very good.
Yeah.
He wrote, best known for science fiction?
I would say, yeah, he's science fiction, best known for science fiction.
What did you enjoy his books, Bill?
Yes, I did. I read several of them, and I enjoyed them. They were all science fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, except for one called Dandelion Rhine. It wasn't science fiction. It was about.
Gotcha.
Hey, way to go, Bill. Correct answer. What's your question for us?
Okay. In Genesis, Jacob and Esau. Well, Jacob and Esau. My question is, how did Esau despise his birthright?
By trading it for a bowl of stew, guys. We're just talking among ourselves.
Yeah.
He came in famished, and he did it for a bowl of stew.
His birthright for a bowl. Did he get, like, any sides or just a stew?
Got waffle fries.
I'm
going to
trade my birthright. I'm getting a full meal and dessert.
And a frosty.
And probably a 50% discount on the next time I visit.
Hey, and the people, they go, how ridiculous. You look at the things that separate you from God.
Right.
Unforgiveness, some little petty something. And be careful when you say, who would be dumb enough to trade their birthright for that when we do it almost on a daily basis.
Right.
Bill, are we correct?
You are correct. Can you tell me this? What was the stew?
It was lentil. It was beans. Some kind of beans. Lentils.
Just
lentil soup.
Just beans?
Lentil stew. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if there's any meat. Maybe some camel meat thrown in there.
For good measure.
Lentils.
Probably goat meat back then.
goat meat thrown in.
Hey, Bill, have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR. And since we just concluded our share-a-thon, thank you for your love, your prayers, and your support of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Okay, that's Bill calling from Georgia. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, and we also call this
Learning University.
And we now have, if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, they brought the T-shirts into the studio.
Brent Creeley did.
So,
our producer, our fearless producer.
If you want one of our Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirts to wear all summer, I would wash them between wearings, but you can wear them all summer every other day, I would say, probably.
Well, you actually don't have to wash these. These are completely stain and dirt resistant, Tim. I use mine to weed eat out in the yard. Never gets any stain, no sweat, nothing sticks to it.
You know, Ed, we can be somebody can come back on us for false advertising. So I would be careful about
they're bulletproof.
I don't think he's heeding your warning.
No, we'll get a letter.
If Superman had known about these, that old kryptonite thing would have never been
never would have worked.
We'll get a letter from somebody's law firm in about 3 months from
the Federal
now
Trade Commission.
Just to advise you, Mr. Battagliano said this on this day about your shirt. As it turns out, it's false, and our client is suing you. Yeah. All right. So anyway, if you want to buy one of these shirts, is what I'm saying, go to afastore.net. Is that right? I don't know how many we have left.
Afastore.net is where you can go to get additional. You get one for yourself if you don't win the free one with the mystery question.
$15.
$15, which is very reasonable for a beautiful T-shirt And it also helps the Ministry of American Family Radio.
Hey, no kidding. T-shirts have gotten high these
days.
They
are.
$15 is a good deal and helps the ministry.
Yep.
T-shirts. And all right, back to the phones.
Well, let's go to Oklahoma, shall we? And Carolyn is on the line. Carolyn, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
And we're glad you are here, Carolyn.
Where are you calling from, Carolyn?
We're from Oklahoma, just across the line from Arkansas.
Right. So is it, by the way, is it Carolyn or Caroline?
Carolyn, Carolyn.
Okay. All right.
Are you talking Poto or where?
No, actually Salisaw.
Salisaw, okay, wonderful. JJ's been about everywhere. You've been to Salisaw, JJ?
Never been to Salisaw. I'm waiting for Carolyn and her folks at her church to invite me. Yeah, I've been to Norman and Poto. Great area through there.
Yeah. And you can actually find out how to invite JJ to your church or to a pro-life banquet or some of those kinds of events at jjjasper.com. He really is fantastic, does a great job, and so we like to get him out of Tupelo, frankly. So we try to get him on the road as often as possible.
I love to hear him. I used to hear him when I lived in Arkansas. I would hear him every morning on the radio. But in Oklahoma, we just get the talk station.
Right.
So I don't hear him much.
Well, Carolyn,
I've
been doing conferences to teach people how to keep from swallowing so many spiders in their sleep. Apparently, that's a real problem. And
at least it is 15 times a year.
I've been on
that
tour. Hey, ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
The best part of waking up.
Okay. Finish the line.
Soldiers.
Okay. Finish this line from the advertisement. The best part of waking up is, Carolyn?
Folgers in your cup.
Absolutely. There you go.
That was a great. Whoever came up with that for Folgers did a great, because everybody knows that.
It stuck.
That line has been featured in every Folgers commercial since the 1960s.
Wow.
You can see why.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard a little funny take on that, Carolyn. A little boy, of course, they hard to get up all through the school days. Saturday, they get up at the crack of dawn. I don't know what that's all about. Little fella came in there with a cup, and it had it was full of his little green army men and some water. Wake up, Mommy. Wake up. What's going on? Here, I wanted to give you this. And she's trying to figure what's the, those green army men we played with. He said, just like the commercial says, the best part of waking up is soldiers in your cup.
I'm just always amazed at you, JJ. I have a Folgers question, and you have a Folgers joke.
Right. It comes flying through that.
I'm saying.
That brain of his, that mental Rolodex, he's got a joke for every day, for every moment. It's amazing.
That's
all right, listen, Carolyn,
what's your question for us?
Fire away.
Okay. What is the difference between a well-dressed man on a unicycle and a poorly dressed man on a bicycle?
We're going to talk amongst ourselves here for just a second, Carolyn.
Something about the wheel.
I'm just going to be one wheel. That's the only difference, isn't it?
Something that's going to kind of be a pun or something about rhyming with one wheel. Hey, you hear the music. You better go ahead and tell us, Carolyn.
Okay, a tire.
I like that. Oh. A tire.
That is nice.
Great.
I like it.
Oh, that's great.
That's
well played.
A-T-T-I-R-E.
Well played, Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn, have a great day. Thanks for calling.
You'll hear that one again.
That was
I'm
good.
I'm filing that in the Rolodex.
Yes.
That's good.
We'll talk to V from West Virginia when we get back.
I'm not sure.
And you can call in and be on the air with us, too, as well. With this phone number. Just call this phone number and play trivia with us. 888-589-8840. We shall return momentarily.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. and you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
This is Dan Celia from Financial Issues.
You know, we look at the volatility in the markets right now, or the lack of anything in the markets, and this is a great time to take a pause, rethink all of our portfolio, look at our asset allocation model. Are we following the asset allocation model as it should be? Are we overweighted one place or another? You know, I've been an advocate for biblically responsible investing for many, many years. I've been an advocate for charitable gift annuity because I'm an advocate for permanent income. Call the AFA Foundation to start talking about it.
A knowledgeable AFA Foundation representative will gladly explain the nuances of charitable gift annuities and answer your questions. Find out about charitable gift annuities when you call 800-326-4543, extension 345. 800-326-4543, extension 345. Or by visiting afafoundation.net.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Shopping malls are making a comeback. That story next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. When it comes to shopping, millennials are going old school. A new survey by the International Council of Shopping Centers says millennials would rather buy their skinny jeans and smartphones at a brick-and-mortar store. 75% say they prefer going to a shopping center instead of ordering stuff online. Generation Z, the group coming up behind millennials, just as eager to unplug and follow their older siblings to the mall. According to Bloomberg, the shift in shopping habits could mean good news for many shopping malls, many that have been abandoned by people doing their shopping online. There had been some fears by industry experts that by 2022, one out of every four malls in America could be out of business. But for now, what was once old is new again. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson. French leaders ruled out arson as the cause of the fire that consumed Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris before it was even extinguished, with frequent attacks on churches, laughing Muslim onlookers, and at least one notable threat against this medieval ecclesiastical wonder. Shouldn't an investigation at least be started before such denial takes place? As Gatestone's Raymond Ibrahim reported just one day before the Notre Dame blaze, quoting, "Countless churches throughout Western Europe are being vandalized, defecated on, and torched. In France, two churches are desecrated every day on average. In virtually every instance of church attacks, authorities and media obfuscate the identity of the vandals. In those rare instances when the Muslim or migrant identity of the destroyers is leaked, the perpetrators are then presented as suffering from mental health issues," unquote. Accident or attack, no one knows, but it should be investigated, not passed over. This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson.
That is the theme song from The Munsters. One of the best theme songs ever, man.
Now they,
that rocks.
Also, but their chief competitor, the Addams Family, that was a pretty good one, too.
That is a pretty good one. This one's a little more rockabilly, and then the Addams Family was just kind of spooky, kind of.
You got the Addams Family. Let's just pull up the Addams Family for just a minute and do a comparison.
Well, you know what?
While you're drinking Folgers in your cup.
Well, and thankfully, we've got a government grant to do this. So we do want to say thank you to the
and
U.S. Treasury.
We got to turn in some kind of research.
Your tax
right?
dollars right. at work.
That's right.
So
we're getting paid to do this.
The Addams Family.
Comparison of the Addams Family.
While he's searching for that, I don't know how anybody with a straight face. So you have Dr. Pepper. And then and it's selling good, so immediately somebody says, you know, oh, let's come up with Dr. Thunder. Same color package, same. You got And I don't know which brand, what, but you got AutoZone on one corner, and they're doing booming business. So the one that sounds almost like them, they move in across the street. You're going to go, really? Really? You're going to do that? And write, but a movie, somebody will have a surfboard movie or an army movie, and
yes,
man, a week later, there'll be a very similar one.
Yeah, because there was only one zombie movie, right? No, now everybody's got zombies.
So I don't know which one of the Addams Family or the Munsters came first, but that made me think about how somebody says, hey, that's been a big hit. We got to get our version quick.
That's working.
Yeah, that's working.
So let's run it into the ground.
All right, let's give our questions.
Questions again?
Fellas.
All right. First question, what NBA great for the Boston Celtics had the nickname Hondo? Second question, I'm going to have to add a couple of questions. I've had several answered, a couple answered. Here's a history question. The Federalist Papers were a collection of essays promoting the ratification of the U.S. Constitution. Who were the writers who produced the 85 essays known as the Federalist Papers? Third question, actress Angela Lansbury played mystery writer and amateur detective Jessica Fletcher on what TV show? My wife and daughter love this TV show.
I know that show.
Angela Lansbury played mystery writer and amateur detective Jessica Fletcher on what TV show?
Here's what I've got. I'm surprised this one's still available. Bible question. Whose wife was turned into a pillar of salt after she looked back at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah? Second question. Name the four U.S. presidents whose first and last names begin with the same letter. For instance, if we had President Ben Barton or Adam Andrews, their first name, last name began with the same letter. There were four of them, and I want you to name those. Third question, add a new one. Mm-hmm. Approximately how many days does it take for the moon to revolve around the earth? How many days does it take for the moon to revolve around the earth?
Well, that's assuming that the earth is round.
Yeah, I'm assuming
there's
a lot
there. There's some people who disagree with
flat earth people out there still.
Here are my three questions. Pardon me. Number one, which U.S. president served the shortest time in office? Number two, what is the most populated U.S. state and the least populated U.S. state? And number three, which best-selling toy of 1983 caused hysteria, resulting in riots breaking out in stores?
Huh.
Ed I remember that.
Edvitagliano bobblehead. Everybody knows that.
The Edvitagliano bobblehead.
Horror.
Everybody knows when I give the answer, you'll say, oh, yeah.
I remember that.
There was a shortage and there was a run on it.
All right, let's get back to the phone.
By the way, do we have the two songs?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do a comparison here. A real quick comparison. What are we doing first? Okay, let's hear the Addams Family.
They're creepy and they're kooky.
Okay. They have lyrics.
Yes.
With it, and they have people who sing to their song now.
The finger snapping, you get audience participation, you ought to get a little few extra points.
Yeah, that's
you're bringing
that's,
people in. So it's catchy.
And it is kind of along with the kind of spooky nature of the show, but in a comedic sense.
Yeah. So then we have, as we do a side-by-side comparison.
Yes. The Munsters.
It is apples to apples.
Yes.
Then we have the Munsters, and they say they have this. As they
sounds like the Beach Boys.
I think they were going for that 1950s kind of feel, where they had some of those 1950s schlocky horror movies, and it was kind of a take off those because they were, it was Dracula and Frankenstein. What would happen if they moved into your neighborhood?
This is, the Bible says nothing about this, and so I'm going to say we're at liberty.
Yes.
There's freedom.
There's just a freedom here to pick whichever one we like best as a personal preference.
Yes.
And you say you like the...
I like the Munsters by a whisker.
My money's on the Addams Family.
There you go.
I don't even hardly remember the Munster one. The other one sticks in your head, maybe for the finger snapping. Because even if you can't carry a tuna in a bucket,
creepy.
You can snap your fingers.
And they're kooky. The creepy right. And the kooky, as far as I can tell.
Now, there, I got, glad we got that resolved. Let's move on to our callers.
All right, we go to West Virginia, and Betty is on the line. Betty, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Wow. Yes, thank you very much for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, Betty.
I want to answer a question and ask a question.
All right, which question would you like to try to answer?
The four presidents that have the same initials for the first and last.
Well, let me just say this, Betty. I am impressed because I have no clue about this. I'm impressed that you're taking a shot at this.
A couple immediately came to mind for me. Then the others were just a little bit harder to remember. But here's the question, Betty. Name the four U.S. presidents whose first and last names begin with the same letter.
Okay, you have Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Herbert Hoover.
Yes.
Woodrow Wilson.
Yes.
And Calvin Coolidge.
Wow.
Way to go. You're on fire, Betty.
Very impressive.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, Ronald Reagan, Herbert Hoover, Calvin Coolidge, Woodrow Wilson. I thought that was a pretty cool little trivia question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Betty, what's your question for us?
Okay. What town in West Virginia and ship are both named for an admiral in the Navy?
Great question.
What town in West Virginia, is named after a what now? A general?
Admiral in the Navy, and also a ship.
Admiral
is named for
him. And a ship. Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Betty.
Think of some key cities in West Virginia.
That's what I'm thinking, surely like there's no Nimitz in West Virginia.
Morgantown.
Charleston.
Beckley.
General? I mean, an admiral.
Uh-huh.
And
Chapmansville. Yeah, I think we're stumped, Betty. This is good trivia.
I think you got us, Betty.
Are you ready to give up?
Yes, ma'am. We surrender.
We tap out.
Well, actually, there is a Nimitz. One of you mentioned that.
Yeah.
What?
Nimitz, West. Yes, sir. Southern West Virginia, between Hinton and Beckley.
Is Nimitz West Virginia?
Huh. Because I know there was is it an aircraft carrier, the Nimitz?
Yes.
And the Admiral Nimitz. Huh. Yeah. That was just a guess. I had no idea there was a
now, was
town.
He, was he from West Virginia?
No, sir. Back in the late 40s, they decided to rename this little hamlet, I guess you would call it. And Admiral Nimitz actually came and dedicated the little area.
Hmm.
And our postmistress at that time had a picture taken with Admiral Nimitz that she hung in the old post office for years. It's been gone for a long time, but...
Wow.
Yes,
a little
sir.
Bit of well, that's good.
That's
history.
Great. Well, Betty, I'll tell you this. A lot of people don't know this, but in New Hampshire, where I was raised, they renamed town after me, and they named it Eddie Spaghetti.
Did they really?
Yeah.
What an honor.
Yes. I'll tell you. And you can go right to this day, you can go to Eddie Spaghetti, New Hampshire.
Eddie Spaghetti, New Hampshire.
Betty, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just telling, that was a little bit of a fib, folks, so don't
there's
go,
no
to,
Eddie Spaghetti
don't go
man.
To well, with the meatball
say,
eyes.
I would just say this to our listening family, Ed, and that is, if you're going to Google Eddie Spaghetti, New Hampshire, don't tell anybody.
You deserve what you get.
Yeah, don't. Just look up, instead of typing in Eddie Spaghetti, New Hampshire, help yourself and type in the word gullible.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say?
Well, gullible's not even in the dictionary, which is surprising to me because I wouldn't think it was like slang or whatever. But how the irony there that the word gullible is not in the dictionary.
Yeah.
Huh? You got me. You got me.
By the way, are you eating a donut?
I was eating it. Well, we had a blueberry donut. Somebody is either retiring or...
Or got fired or something.
Got fired here or something, so we always do a donut.
Sure wish I'm going to get one at the top of the hour.
Good, bad, or indifferent, if there's something going on here, we order donuts for all the staff, you know, yes, to fit in with our healthy you environment.
Next
here.
Week we emphasize healthy
So I got you. Me one of these blueberry donuts because blueberry donuts are just...
It's hard to beat.
They are a gift from heaven. Now, they may not be at the... You know, top of the list, like
with bacon,
like or bacon or children,
yeah.
Things
they're not
like that.
They're not in the third pyramid.
No, they're not. But they're they're probably number 21 in that 21 to 25 range in terms of blessings from God.
Yes.
I would say blueberry donuts for a lot of people. And don't judge us.
Right.
Please, because just that would fall in that range, that category. So I went ahead and got me one.
And it's subjective. Yes, that 21 is a good number for
21,
you.
21, don't you think, JJ?
Yeah,
To your earlier point, with my grandchildren, I usually we're babysitting, I'll put bacon around their necks. Just so when they come and give me a hug, I can smell bacon.
Smell bacon, yeah. Well, a lot of people do that, yeah. I think, where you're from.
where you're from.
Let's go back to
I'll tell you where I'm from, Eddie's Spaghetti, New Hampshire. That's where I'm from. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Iowa for a change. Caleb is on the line. Caleb, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Hey, welcome to the show, Caleb. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right, which question do you want to take a shot at?
The salt pillar one.
Oh, here we go. It's JJ.
Here's the question, Caleb. Whose wife was turned into a pillar of salt after she looked back at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah?
I'd have to say Lot's.
That's right.
Lot's wife. You know her name? Do you know her name, Caleb?
I do not.
Well, I don't either. I was hoping you did.
Well, hey, Caleb, whenever Bible drills, I think that was more popular years ago than it is now, somebody would, you know, say, turn to this, give me the address, turn to this verse, or you know, everybody memorize the verse. We all know the first verse that everybody memorized because it was so short. You guys know, right?
Jesus wept. Yeah. John 11:35.
And I don't know why they didn't go for the next shortest. Remember Lot's wife. That's what Jesus said. You can't go wrong if you're looking to add to your repertoire
three verses
that you got memorized. Remember Lot's wife. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
All right.
And there's your sermon, Pastor, if you haven't gotten it knocked out for this Sunday. Remember Lot's wife, and there's your whole, that'll preach.
Yep, it will. All right, Caleb, what's your question for us?
I was just wondering how your guys' day is going.
Is that?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Caleb.
Yeah.
Well, so don't say yes or no. How's your day going, Tim?
I don't think that should be a trivial thing, quite frankly. I think that's something we should take seriously.
Yeah,
how our days
I can
are going.
See by the look on your face you're taking it seriously.
Caleb's asking us.
I'm saying go. I'll
well, I, listen, you, I'm over here. I haven't. There's been no debt collectors call me this morning.
You're having a blueberry donut.
Blueberry donut and coffee. It's Friday.
What do you say? So, we say it's going good.
Hey,
going good.
Our daughter, Sadie, graduating from tonight? High school tonight. Yeah, it's a good day.
I'll tell you, I'm going with my son and daughter-in-law tonight to go see the new Avengers movie.
So you're excited about that?
I'm excited
plus the
about
Bruins.
The hockey team.
Bruins won
last
still
night.
In the playoffs.
I say we say it's good.
It's good all
Caleb,
the way around, Caleb.
It's good. Is that right?
Four stars.
That sounds great, guys. Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Now, if it only dry out sometime by June so I can golf, I think it'd be a good world right there. Huh?
It's been wet.
Rain, all across, as I said yesterday.
Part of the
that's
country.
From Texas to Virginia.
I saw a headline, someone's getting snow. Was getting snow. Was that Minnesota?
It's from Wisconsin? Texas to Nimitz, West Virginia. That's where all that weather is.
All the way up to Eddie's Spaghetti, New Hampshire.
I don't know. It just seems like, I think it's just been a very wet first of the year.
Yes.
And All right, let's get back to the... do we need to repeat our questions? Let's repeat our questions real quickly.
Okay. What NBA great for the Boston Celtics had the nickname Hondo? Second question, who were the writers who produced the 85 essays known as the Federalist Papers? And third question, actress Angela Lansbury played a mystery writer and amateur detective Jessica Fletcher on what TV show? That's what I've got. What do you got?
My neighbor Lynn texts me. She knows the answer of that one.
Oh, yeah, it's
a TV
show.
Here's what I've got. First question, approximately how many days does it take for the moon to revolve around the earth? Approximately how many days does it take for the moon to revolve around the earth?
That's with a good attitude.
Right, right.
I think that's important that the moon maintain a positive outlook. And that helps you rotate around the things in your life that you need to rotate around, which helps you grow as a person.
You should you should be doing the commencement at a graduation. If this guy doesn't show up tonight,
yes,
are you available? Just like
I can help you reach for the stars.
Extemporaneously say those things.
I can. There's a new day tomorrow, and it's all up to you how you tackle it.
And I would say, if you get some problems, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
And, let it go.
And you need to let give. It go. What do we need to give, fellas?
110%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially when your backs are what?
Against the wall.
There you go.
That's right.
You've got a friend.
James Taylor, I think.
All right, here's my questions. Approximately how many days does it take for the moon to revolve around the earth? Uh-huh. Second question, new for you readers. What character lived at 221B Baker Street? What literary character lived at 221B Baker Street? Then the third question, another new one. Who is the only U.S. president to serve two non-consecutive terms? Who is the only one who did it? The only U.S. president to serve two non-consecutive terms.
My three questions. Number one, what is the most populated U.S. state and least populated U.S. state? Number two, which U.S. president served the shortest time in office? And number three, which best-selling toy of 1983 caused hysteria, resulting in riots breaking out in stores? Which best-selling toy of the year 1983 caused these serious problems across our country? All right, next up, Ed.
All right, Missouri. Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Love you guys. Been trying to get through for years. I'm glad I finally got through.
Thank you, Mark. Where do you live in Missouri?
Dexter, Missouri. It's called the Boot Heel of Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
You look at the bottom right corner of the map. It looks like a boot.
Near Kennett?
No, Dexter, Missouri. I'm about 30 minutes north of Kennett. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Mark. And all that. Hey, yep. Mark. Tim is one of your own. He was born in Missouri.
I was.
Really?
A little town called Houston.
Houston, Missouri, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Texas County, Missouri. So I tell people I was born in Houston, Texas, Missouri. They look at you funny. Like, you can't be born in two states.
Which one? Make up your mind.
I admit that on the radio. Yeah.
Anyway.
Show me.
My dad.
You say that.
My dad was stationed at Fort Leonard Wood, which is nearby there, a big Army base. All right, Mark, ask, answer, or both?
Both. Like to answer one or try about Angela Lansbury.
Okay, actress Angela Lansbury played mystery writer and amateur detective Jessica Fletcher on what TV show?
Is that Murder, She Wrote?
It is.
Nicely done, Mark.
12 seasons. My wife and daughter love that show.
12 seasons?
12 seasons.
Wow.
I never cared for it all that much. There's never any aliens in it or anything like that.
I didn't either. Yeah, a lot of my mom watched it and all that.
Had a very loyal, devout following.
Oh, yeah. It was on for 12 seasons. You got a loyal following.
Good clean show.
Yes, it was. Clean show. Except for the murder. Yeah. You know,
Oh, yeah.
It was always done clean. Even that was done cleanly.
Even that was clean. There's never any blood, you know, no cleanup in aisle three.
Shot or stabbed. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mark, what's your question for us?
Okay, you guys probably wear them every day or definitely on Sundays, your sport jackets, suit jackets. Mm-hmm. Those little buttons down on the around the cuffs, three or four buttons that serve absolutely no purpose whatsoever. Do you know who started that, when, and why? Very famous person, household name.
Really?
Can
you give us an era? Like, way back yonder? Like in the 50s, 40s, 30s?
No, way before that.
Here's the deal.
Started.
The tuxedos, a lot of people don't know this, they came from, invented in Tuxedo, New York. And
what? Really?
Yeah, and Dr. Bill Cufflink, he is the one that came up with. No, I'm just. I don't even.
You had me going there.
The tuxedos. You did. You had me going. The tuxedos came from Tuxedo,
I've
New
already
York.
Looked up gullible in the dictionary,
but I don't know about those buttons.
I have no
I'm
idea.
Curious.
I have any idea?
I'm real curious.
I've got
it's
no
a
idea.
Household name.
Household name for sure.
All right, Mark.
Okay, I'll throw it at you. Started by George Washington. Back then, a history professor told us this. George Washington, when he was General George Washington, rowing across the Potomac and all that, he could not stand his soldiers wiping their noses on their sleeves. And he had all the wives and everybody gather all the buttons they could find and sew them all around those sleeves. You know, if it's freezing cold, you wipe your nose on your sleeve and there's a button there, it's going to rip your nose off. Mm-hmm. Supposedly that started all the way up to the elbow around the sleeves, and they just kind of started dropping off over the years when men finally stopped wiping their noses on their sleeves. And it's, they're still there today, three or four buttons for no reason.
Really?
So you don't wipe your nose on your sleeve. Yeah.
I can see that. That seems a little out there, but think all my true and false questions. Well, they're all like that.
A lot of people famous in history had OCD of some kind. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying George Washington may
had a little issue. Okay. Otherwise, he was a great general and the father of our country.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
but president, all that.
Didn't want soldiers wiping their nose on their, on their sleeve, and he set out to fix that.
Yeah.
And he did.
Mark.
And he did.
Well, I know I don't wipe my sleeve, my nose on my sleeve.
No, it's not good.
It
worked.
Talking about
not
the
good
sleeve,
manners.
This goes back probably 25, 30 years.
And we want to hear it.
Yeah. Well, you're about to. I preached an entire sermon on Sunday morning with the tag hanging down from a new jacket.
No, you didn't.
The whole sermon, you never noticed it.
I didn't notice it because you know me waving my hands. My wife is in the back. She saw it early on, and she just covered her head. She said, oh, my goodness, the whole time with that tag hanging down.
The same type thing, and I know you don't care about my story either. Mine was, there is a, Allison and I got married in 1984, summer of 1984, and there's a picture of us waving as we're getting in our car to go on our honeymoon, and I'm holding my arm up with my new sports jacket that my mom had bought me.
Yeah.
And it's got the tag on it. I'm waving. It's got the big old price tag right there. It's just what was it? Minnie Pearl. It was famous.
Minnie
Pearl had the price tag hanging from her hat.
It's a Minnie Pearl moment. We still got that picture anyway. Anyway, Mark, thanks, brother.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey,
you got one of those
too? No. But when you get something new and you go, well, I've got this tag off. I got this pin out of it. I got this one. Well, I'm good now. Then there'll be clear cellophane things on the back of your jeans.
That you never see.
On the arm. Yeah, they put about 10 different things to tell you.
I tell you what, and you know.
Wash them with care, and here's what the price is, two or three different ways.
You know it if you miss one of those pins.
Oh, yes, you do. I always tell my wife.
You sit down.
She buys me a new shirt or a new pair of pants or something like that. If it's hanging up for me going to work, I say, did you detag it? I do. I asked her, is this detagged?
Yeah.
She said, yep, checked it out.
Checked it out because you're going to have – they throw pins in there that had no purpose.
Yes, that's true.
On the shirts, they do. I mean, you're going like, what does this serve?
Yes.
What does this serve? So, anyway, we're about out of – we don't have time really to take another call this half hour, but we do have another half hour of trivia. JJ, you travel the country. You speak a lot at banquets and churches and so forth, civic events. If people want to look at
your
schedule, the kind of talks you do stand-up comedy, you do inspirational talks, where can they find out more information?
Thank you for that. JJJasper.com. I'll be preaching at Hillcrest Baptist Church in New Albany, Mississippi next Sunday. And it was funny, right before I came in the studio, someone from Ontario, Canada was inquiring about me coming to do a Pregnancy Resource Center banquet.
Oh,
so that would be such a blessing.
Crisis pregnancy clinics do so well when you come. They really do.
The last, it seems like 19 out of 20, they exceeded their goal and, just an opportunity to save babies and treat those women with dignity
where they
and
go?
Respect. JJJasper.com.
Okay,
thank you for that.
We're back in 5 minutes with more of Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.